Thanks very much. Programme manager, I think I might have just been promoted. I'm practitioner engagement lead, professional engagement lead with the Great North Care Record, and thank you very much for inviting me to come and talk about the Great North Care Record today. I am lucky enough to work with the Connect Health Cities, North East, Northumbria and the Great North Care Record team on loan from NHS England. And I also have a teaching role at Newcastle University where I teach reflective group practice and reflective learning. And I guess the common thread across all of those bits of work is an absolute fascination with how we can enable people, either individually and groups, to really surface what the problem is, really surface what the need is, really rooted in actual work, and then translate that into a way that we can present back to them as technology. So I think one of the panel notes earlier was about digital adoption, and actually it's a question about what's the work, what is the job? So, what is the Great North Care Record? I haven't brought Professor Joe MacDonald with me in person, but I have brought him with me kind of virtually. So, the Great North Care Record makes information appropriately accessible for individual healthcare service planning and research, and we'll hear from Joe about what that has meant in phase one.
Patient found unconscious, low blood pressure, pulse 110, fever 38.5.
Could be a head trauma. Let's get baseline blood and a chest x-ray while we organise a CT.
Oh, just a minute. If you had this patient's entire medical record to look at right now through the Great North Care Record, you'd see he's had epilepsy since he was a boy.
So it could be a seizure. Thanks. Let's get baseline blood, a chest x-ray and a dose of benzyl penicillin.
Whoa! I think more advice from the Great North Care Record might come in handy here. If you could see the patient's medical records immediately, you'd know he has a serious allergy to penicillin.
We could have lost a lot of time without this information. We need a different antibiotic and a...
As you can see, when health teams have immediate access to the right information at the right time, they're able to care for patients even more safely and effectively. Unfortunately, this information isn't always readily available. Often information from your GP to hospital services or community services isn't easily shared. This means healthcare professionals have to rely on slower methods of communication, such as fax and telephone, taking away precious time that's essential for your care. The Great North Care Record has a new approach to this that helps your GP, hospital services and ambulance services to work as one, meaning that wherever your doctor, nurse, therapist, paramedic or mental health practitioner is in the region, they will have all the information that they need to care for you. But this is your choice. These professionals will ask your permission before looking at your information. You can even opt out of the whole thing altogether if that's what you want. But we'd rather you didn't. Because the benefits really do help us to help you.
Okay, so... That's phase one. That's what the Great North Care Record is. This is all about information sharing, all about having the right information at the point of care in phase one to have a better conversation with or about the care that's happening in front of us. And it's happening. This is something that's real. There are 100% of GP practices in the North East and Northumbria are sharing information in this way. And that translates to 80,000 views per calendar month. So that's 80,000 instances where somebody has access to a bit more information to enable a better conversation than they had previously. So this event is about innovation and adoption, and I've heard the word assets. And of course, the greatest assets we have are people. And that's citizens, patients, public, and practitioners. So if the first phase was about sorting out information sharing agreements using information sharing gateway, if it was about creating a culture around information sharing, if it was about working together as a region, that ecosystem of collaboration, the citizen, the patient, public, carers, voluntary sector, absolutely part of that. So this is an ongoing process. It isn't a do once and go home. As we develop further phases of the Great North Care Record, that engagement is absolutely key. So over the last year or so, we have worked with Healthwatch and Teesside University, talked to over 300 people to capture attitudes, have conversations about attitudes to information sharing, privacy, that we can inform the work that we do next. How can we develop a way that citizens can set their own preferences? How can we find a way that citizens are in control of how their information is shared? And the themes that citizens told us were really important to them through those Healthwatch workshops, the themes were reciprocity, about fairness, agency, privacy, transparency, and no surprise, transparency went alongside trust. So another major part, if people are our greatest assets and care conversations is what this is all about, this is my bit. This is a professional engagement role. Practitioners are essential part of that collaboration too. So what we've done is created spaces and occasions where practitioners can come together to share those insights, to talk about what information sharing means to them, but inevitably digital, and sometimes it's about tech, sometimes it's about boxes and wires, and sometimes it's about how do we use a screen in a consultation, which was sort of a particular skill, I think. And we've created a number of ways in which practitioners can come together to do that for mutual support, inspiration, collaboration. We've created a network, the Great North Care Record Network. We've had a couple of large events, 300 people in a big event space in Durham in July, getting their sleeves rolled up, talking about consent, talking about preferences, talking about ICO and GDPR and what that means for direct care and what that means for patient and citizen-led preference setting. But as Victoria was describing, collaboration and conversations don't just happen in the room, they need to happen beyond the room. We need to understand how our lives work as practitioners. And this programme is part of the Connected Health Cities programme, which is all about the learning health system. How do we reduce the lag between evidence and innovation and insight to our practice? And collaboration and networks are really, really important for that. So on our discourse platform, we've got over 500 people signed up in the last 11 months, having those sorts of conversations, sharing documents. And it is a great online space, but it's also organisational memory. It's also about being very inclusive in those conversations. We run a number of communities of practice as well. In fact, there's one tonight in Newcastle, if I can get back to it in time, which is called Informatics in the Pub. And we meet every month, and people who are interested in talking about data for social change come and have a lemon and soda or a pint or whatever they want, and which they pay for themselves, I need to say, I haven't got funding for that, and talk about data. And after the very first one, someone left and said, do you know, I've loved this. Actually, there's nowhere else I get to talk about problem-oriented databases in healthcare. And I thought, brilliant. And the next person that left said, I've really enjoyed this. There is nowhere else I get to talk about the role of digital in person-centred health. And they were sat at the same table, and I thought, this is great. This is what Informatics in the Pub is about. And we've also been piloting Cafe Informatica, which is Informatics in the Pub's cousin, and meets during the day for a cup of coffee. But the energy that is around actually having those safe spaces to have authentic conversations, the mistakes, the moments of luck, the serendipitous meetings on the staircase at events, that all of that stuff that actually makes for innovation and idea sparking, it's really great to be able to be involved in curating some of that. So, a final minute or two to take a deeper dive into one of the ways that we're using to shape the Great North Care Record. And it's called Amy's Page. And it's a participatory design method that was developed by Professor Mike Martin and others at Newcastle University that enables practitioners to surface those insights around information sharing. It's an engagement tool, it's a buy-in tool, it's a design tool, but it's also space for reflection, it's space for networking, and it's space for kind of collective improvement. So what we do is we create a fictionalised scenario. One of our Connected Health Cities Care Pathway projects is about palliative care. And this is a scenario in that end-of-life space. So we create this and we convene a group of practitioners and we take this scenario to them. Nobody mentions technology, nobody mentions digital. And we say, do you recognise this Amy? And people say, yeah, that's absolutely what I do as a, you know, insert name of role, a health visitor, as a district nurse, as a, that's the, I recognise that Amy. And Amy, in this case, is 68. Amy might be 13. Amy might be, so whatever the clinical context or the care context is, we create an Amy in that scenario. And we ask practitioners in that room to think about the real conversations they have in the real care settings and the real work that they do. And we say, okay, tell us what you need to see. Tell us what information you need to record and tell us what you need to tell someone. Nobody mentions computers. Oh, nobody said this computer words either. Do we still use that? But nobody mentions. We say, what do you need to see? What information do you need to record and what do you need to tell someone? We also ask people to tell us who's in Amy's constellation of care. Let's map who has a role or a responsibility in Amy's care. We do spend a minute to do saying, okay, well, if you could design your own screen, what would it look like? What are all the different feeds in order to have the best possible care conversation with Amy? What do you want? How would you design it for yourself? So we ask people to remember, but we also ask people to imagine. And that, to me, is the key to innovation and adoption. We ask people to really root it in their work. And we've done a bunch of this stuff. So for our end of life, Amy, and I'll just show you for a couple of minutes the kind of complexity around that constellation of care. The number in brackets, by the way, is how frequently a role type was mentioned. But for that particular Amy, these are the sorts of roles that people told us. So the picture builds and builds and builds some more, and I couldn't fit it on one screen, so I've added another one. And these are all the people that are involved. I mean, actually, there was a very lively conversation about the role of the hairdresser who sees Amy once a week and notices a difference and might speak to a member of Amy's family. That was a really important member of Amy's constellation of care. Now, it may not be how we design systems and it may not be right to do, but to take account of that is really important in understanding the care conversations. Now, we know this isn't an exhaustive list. It couldn't possibly be because we only give people 10 minutes to do this task, but it does give us a sense of what needs to be coordinated, how complex care is and how complex lives are. And I think we probably know enough not to try and hard code this into the systems that we develop, but to be standards led, as the conversations before have said, that we build our infrastructures and our architectures, that we can at least take account of this complexity, that we can at least enable, as things develop, this complexity to be considered. And that approach is what will help us with our collective action dilemma. So thank you to Catherine Dale for this slide, because does our world look like this, or is it a bit more like this? Thank you very much.